begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Chavches, we begin on Amen Aleph. We begin on Tensha Dibim Asad, we begin with the words of the Gemara, V'yifres has oil v'gaymer, that he spread out the oil on the Krashim, etc. Which Tensha comes to ask that maybe the Pasuk is going on the Uriah Se'izim, not like the Gemara is bringing regarding the coverings of Pishtun of linen. That is, the Gemara brought that an oil that's made from something that comes from of a tree, and there's a mace beneath it, the oil itself does not become tamei tumas oil. Like the Mishnah said, chutz mipishtan, the one exception is that of linen. Where if the oil itself is made from pishtan, it becomes tamei. The reason is, as our taisa is going on, because we learn from Gzeirah Shava, oil oil from Mishkan. It says by tumas mas adam kemas ba oil, it says by the Mishkan, Beaver says the oil on Mishkan, just like by the Mishkan we find that the oil was made out of linen, which was the lowest of the three or four ureis, which is made out of from Shesh Mazda, which is called oil. So too, regarding the laws of Tumah, only an oil that made of Pishtan is going to be considered an oil to become tummy as the oil itself. Now, Taisa says, Tamalari. That's a wonder to the Ri. Menole, where does the Gemara know this? The high oil, when it says in the Pasuk, Beyifres is the oil. That high knew that's referring to the lowest of the coverings, which are made from Shesh Mazar, from spun linen. Ema, maybe say, high knew Rias Ezim, is referring to the one on top of that one, which were the coverings made out of the goat here. Because as Taisa says, we find explicitly that that's the one that's called oil. Because something like the Pasuk says, you're going to make the coverings of the goat here, oil ala Mishkan, to be oil ala Mishkan. So therefore, to the contrary, when you bring the source of Pishkan, the Pasuk of Yifas Sa'il would be going on the Ezim one, not on Pishkan. Okay, Mashman Pashkan, the cross, that says to me, the symbol of setting the Pasuk, and it says, but Yifas is oil, and he spread out the oil, sounds like the Haimi Yuri is Ezim. That's actually the goat here one. That because it says he spread out the oil al HaMishkan, what's the Mishkan? The Hainu, that's on the lower covering, which were the ones that were Shesh Mazra, that were the spun linen, that's called the Mishkan. But simply the Pasuk says, Ves HaMishkan, what's that? Tasa Es Yuriya, Shesh Mazra, you should make 10 pieces of spun linen. Obviously, the Reis of Shesh Mazar is called Mishkan. So when it says the Yifas is oil ala Mishkan, is actually the Reis of Ezim on the lower ones, on the ones made out of linen. So why is our Gemara saying that we learn from the Pasuk of the Yifas oil that is going on the lowest one of Mishkan, and that's why bringing a source to Tumas oil regarding Mishkan, when seemingly it's going on the goat here one, not the one of linen? The Shlomo says what you could say is because the Dayik, the Gemara is in the Dayik, it infers Mishum dekra, because the pasuk that we're bringing over here in the Gemara be'ifres es ha'oil, that pasuk is simba ha'kamasa Mishkan. That was said regarding when they were erecting the Mishkan. Now, v'chashvel el b'seda kamasa, and the pasuk earlier talks about the order of how they erected the Mishkan. The mitchilinot na'adon, first they put those, the bases, which were the adonim, what put the crushing into, and the gears takes out akach ha'mudim, akach ha'krushim, then they put the beams of the walls into these sockets, which was Adonim are, uksiv achar krashim, and then after the planks, which are the walls of the Mishkan, it says, v'yifres es ha'oil, the first thing it says that they spread out the oil, the canopy. Mashmit sounds like that's the next step. Haini reisat achtoin, those are the lowest coverings. Which one was that? Which it's saying es ha'oil, shem shesh mazar, which that's the spun linen, the chilas ha'parsha, which that was the beginning of the parsha, and therefore when we're talking about that it was v'yifres es ha'oil, that's going on that of the lowest ones, the Rotum of the erecting of the Mishkan, which that is the one of the Mishkan. Now, this is the theme, it's a wonder. Why don't we learn out that Pishtun is called the Oil Mihodim Mishkan? We said that the Pasuk before says, the Yifar says Oil Al HaMishkan, which we said, Haini Urias Shesh Mashah, those are the lowest ones that have been covered by the oil, which is the Urias reason. And those are the ones that are made out of spun linen. How do we know? Because it says in the Pasuk, it says Mishkan Tasa Mugam, we mentioned the Pasuk before, that the Mishkan was made from 10 Urias of Shesh Mazar. So we see that that's called Mishkan. And therefore, when the Pasuk says, V'yifres es ha'oil ala Mishkan, was actually referring to the Reis Ezim, which were on the Reis of Shesh Mazda. Now, Mishkan ikri oil. So why do you have to come on to this, and we had to give the whole Cheshbon to calculate V'yifres es ha'oil? That ultimately, the simple understanding of the oil one is like we said, the Reis Ezim. So why do you have to come on to the Pasuk V'yifres ha'oil? Because it's not even so clear. Bringing from the Pasuk explicitly calls it the Mishkan. Well, Mishkan is the oil, and the Mishkan is called oil too. This is what the Pasuk says, it's Mishkan, oil mayim. So, So why do you have to bring the pasuk of Yivar says oil? Bring the other pasuk of Mishkan, which Mishkan is called oil, and that's how we would know the halach. The Sefer says, yeah, B'Shema, maybe this is what the Gemara says. Now the pasuk of Yivar oil is going on the Uriah of Shesh Mazah. A high craw on this pasuk of Esas is Asam Mishkan, Samach is really relying on that pasuk. Where there it's explicitly referring to the lowest Uriah of the Mishkan, which are that of Pishkan, which Mishkan is Zikr Olamayit, and that's actually where we're bringing the source. Now, but Yivar says oil is actually referring to that of the lower one, but it's really coming from the pasuk where it's called the Mishkan. If that's the case, then Gezeir Shabbat my Hanalei. But what is it effective for us at all the Gezeir Shabbat? So it comes to explain regarding what do we learn out the laws of oil from Mishkan, and what do we learn out from the Tzaira? Because the Gemara brings that we learn out of Gezeir Shabbat, as we just mentioned before, of oil from the Mishkan. And only oil of Pishkan, of linen, is called oil, but from other types of fabrics, that if it's an oil of a dead person, it itself does not become Tumah from Tumah's oil, because we compare it to the Mishkan, where the oil that was made only out of wood was only that of Pishkan, and that's called oil. I think of my ass, but if you're learning out from the Mishkan, then it should be exactly as the linen was in the Mishkan, which was, it was sixfold the threads, and it was also spun. So the Gemara says no, because it says more than one time by Tumah's Mez the word oil, coming to include other oil, in which is coming to say you're not limited to exactly as it was in the Mishkan. It could even be if it's not sixfold and if it wasn't spun. So, the Gemara says, wait a second, you're coming to include old thread, from all different type of fabrics. The Gemara says, no, as our Tezis de Masel is going on, the words of the Gemara, then what do you need the Gezeir Shavah for? The whole point is that to learn it out, it has to be similar to the Mishkan, including everything else, then what would you be using the Gezeir Shavah for? No. Tezis asks the following question. The Hadam, and this, that the Gemara tells us elsewhere, that Kol Peseach Tefach, which is a well-known halacha, is called the Tumas of Ayah. Anything that has an airspace of a tafach, that something is leaning over a dead person, halach is maybe a satumo, it brings the tumum for whatever else is underneath the same canopy, the same area, even if it's made out of some other fabric, and that's not only specifically oil made out of linen. How do you know that halacha? If in our sugya it sounds like that, we only know the tumas oil by pishka. The place is hainu, that's the kabochem and the mitzvah. That's actually from a different source. That's a kabochem. Rama Mitzayra, where whoever is in the same oil as the Mitzayra also becomes Tameh. Kiriyal B'Safri, and when the Safri can fish B'Kunj, just like Rashi brings it over here in our Sugya, that if Kabochayme, if Mitzayra goes ahead and contaminates whatever is in the same area, a mess, for sure, because a mess is the most severe term of Mitzayra, for one day, mess is for 7 days, and therefore, that halacha, that if you're under the oil with a mess, that it contaminates, that we know. But regarding the mess itself, regarding the oil itself, that's only going to be Pishkan, but being under the oil with a mess, those other things are, even if it's not made out of Pishkan, because that we don't know from the Mishkan, that we know from the Mitzvah. But Tesis asked, and Tevin, if you're going to say, asking on this Sifri, which Rashi brings, the Hechi Olive, how could you learn out Kabochana from Mitzvah? If you're learning from Mitzvah, the name of Daya is Mitzvah, because Allah is called Daya. Daya Lom and Adin Lees Kenidin, you're learning out from something, it can't be more severe than the thing you're learning out from. So if you're learning out the Tumas oil, meaning that all the things under the oil, not the oil itself, is learned out from the Kabbalah from Mitzayra, so then it should be not stronger than Mitzayra. Shalei Tamei Tumas Erev, the halacha of Tumas Mess, in that case, under the oil, if you're learning out from Mitzayra, should only be coming up until the evening, like the halacha is by the Mitzayra. Oh, so Badavka Ba'im Rabbi Yeshiv, it should be specifically only if he's standing or sitting below, even not if he's passing by, because you're talking Mitzayra from the Gun, like learning the Brice of Mitzayra from the Gun. Maisel of Perikam and Gedush, the Gemara, and Gedush of Lam Gimel, and brings this halacha. The Tamei Yoishiv Tachas Ilam, if the Tamei person is sitting underneath the tree, the Tar Ayver, the Tar person passes by, then Tamei, then Mechula, then he's going to be Tamei. But let's say the Tamei person is passing by and the Tar person is sitting, the Tar person does not become Tamei because the Pasuk says by the Matera, Mechutz L'machna Meishavai, it has to be that he's sitting, not if he's passing by. So if that's the case, so why by Tamei do we say even if it's passing by, it's going to contaminate, it shouldn't be any worse than the Matera itself. This is no, here you're not going to say Dai, because there's something you can say is Dein Ele Gilim Bil Seba Alma, the Kavachai the Mitzayra. You're not really learning out something directed from the Mitzayra, a Kavachaymer. It's, the Kavachaymer is just telling us a revelation regarding something else, meaning, the Leslam, the Melef, Oil Mimishkan, because essentially you learn out Oil from the Mishkan. What the Kavachaymer Mitzayra is coming to tell us, don't learn out this comparison from the Mishkan so far. Because we're saying that, okay, this is a limitation. Learn from the Mishkan. Mishkan has only certain things that were bringing this tumas of oil, where it's called oil over there. So that was saying that the Kavachim is only going to say that don't exclude the other fabrics or whatever halachas it is of the Tumas of Oil in regards to contaminating other things. Because that you know from Mitzayra. Now, but it's not that you're really looking at from Mitzayra. It's just saying that the Tumas Oil will be the Tum of Mess in the oil too, and for everything underneath that. Because with Leil Fina and the Mishkan, the only thing we're learning from Mishkan, where we're limiting it to whatever was like by the Mishkan, was Elo Tomas Atzma after the Mechuber. That was only for contaminating the oil itself, even if it's attached to the ground. That's what we're saying in our sugya, the Dafka Pishkan. That specifically, Linden Malay Shar Yitzvanitz, not other derivatives from the wood. But regarding the Toma that's in the oil, not the oil itself, that, when we're learning Kabachem Mitzvah, we're not learning from Mitzvah, we're just learning from there that don't exclude other fabrics or other halachas of mess, that shouldn't apply. That we say it will apply, different. We'll have the whole halachas of mess itself, not that it should be diet. We're looking at the mitzvah. And so just to tell you something, in the oil, Shane also the other regarding an oil, a canopy, a tent that's not made by human. For example, if there's a hole in a rock, we're learning out from the Mishkan that that's not an oil that got by the laws of Tumah, because it's not like the Mishkan, which was man made, which is brought there behud and peg based the sukkah of chaval manal. That we can't do like we're saying we have to learn off from a kabbalah mitzayim, because with ashkacham beikra we don't find a pasuk loy lamaik b'loy l'rabbis not to exclude or to include oil shein osam b'diadam, oil that's not made by man made, to tell us if it's going to be matam in the taurus what's there with it in the oil or not. It's only over here that we can learn from kabbalah mitzayim that we say that it's going to have that we're not going to exclude it. But anything that doesn't have an explicit exclusion, yeah, that we learn out from the Mishkan, that it has to be exactly as it was in the Mishkan, which was also the other man-made, and also it was from Pishkan. But anything that we could learn from a Kabbalah Mitzvah, again, it's not learning out from there, it's just teaching us that not to exclude it from this comparison from the laws of the Mishkan. The next test of the Master, begins with the words of the Gemara, Imal al Karashim, Mechulu, if over there, there were the beams, the planks of the walls of the Mishkan. Just to explain that what's exactly the question of the crushing. That is, the Gemara brought that we learned like Zerushav Oyla from Mishkan. Oh, what do we see was an Oyla cover? There was nothing made out of wood. The one exception was that of linen, which the Pasuk calls it wood. So therefore, that's when we learn that the laws of Tumas Oyl only is made out of linen. Now the Gemara asks, wait a second, we find the crushing are called Oyl, and because we find the crushing on Mishkan, and therefore, also wood, which was the crushing was made out of, should also be had the tumas of oil. So Pesh Mekodesh, he explains what the Gemara's question is, the af etzi hekar oil. What the Gemara was essentially asking was, yeah, wood should also be called oil regarding the laws of tumas mes, and not only linen, as the Mishnah had said. On that, Bekash L'Riva, the Riva asks, that's difficult, because the fanis in Kruis oil. Walls are not called the oil. Ela hamichsa shel milamala hu kar oil. Only the covering that's on top, that can be called oil, a covering. So, by the Mishkan, there was no covering made out of wood. So, you never find the oil made out of wood. So, what are we saying that Rashi says that from a wood should be called the oil? So, rather, Mepharish, the Rebbe explains the Gemara's question, Hachakim, but this is what the Gemara is saying. Imalan, just like within the Mishkan, Krushim, Bahadi, Pishta, we weren't entertaining to say that wood itself should be as a Tumas Oil. What the Gemara was asking was that it should be another variable here. Just like by the Mishkan. It wasn't just having a covering of pishtan that can make it into, quote, an oil, so that we can compare it to our context that it should be Tumas Oil. No, it was planks of wood, of crushing, with the linen. That was what it was by the Mishkan. So the Gemara's question is, Afkam of Tumas Oil, so from what we hear by the Tum of Oil, you should only make it Tumas if it's crushing, Mahadi Krishna, if you have wooden planks together with the linen. And as Tais explained, Vavgav the oil, Yiba, although we have Rebuyim, and we said it says more than one time the word oil by the Tumas of mess, of oil. That's like we said, la'inin delay be'in shazurim, but la'chloshisha, that it doesn't have to be spun, and doesn't have to be, the threads don't have to be sixfold. And the chain la'inin delay be'in tzemer pishtin yachad ki'asim, also that it doesn't have to be that it's wool and linen together, like actually that's what it was. The lowest ureas, the lowest covering which had the linen in it, was one part linen and three parts wool. Ella, filip pishtin le'i tzemer. That's what we learned now from Ayala Riba, that. No, you could even have a covering just of linen and not of wool, and it's still going to be called oil. And so that is what we have the Reba of oil, and that's what the question is, that what the place is essentially asking is that, so then why do you say from that Reba oil, also, just like you say, it could be just pishtun by itself, so why is the Gemara asking that, oh, maybe the pishtun should require the planks of wood? I mean, in other words, if you're not limiting it to exactly to be spun in the pishtun itself, or that it was mixed with wool, why would you think that it's limited to the fact that it had walls made out of the crushing? Such as explains, Mekamokam Park, still the Gemara is asking the Lahaba Krashim Adi Pishtim. Yes, so we're still asking that maybe it's limited that it's only going to be considered Tumas Oil of Pishtim if it has walls of wood with it, because the Stam Oil covering in my Kishtim in my Tvan. Because, yes, if you want to call the covering of linen as an oil, generally oil, it doesn't only have a covering on the top, it has walls with it. And that's what was the Gemara's question saying. So maybe it's limited as it was in the Mishkan, which had these Krashim of wood, and that's what the Gemara answers that. That it's not part and parcel integral in the definition of oil, as we did the next places. That's what the words of the Gemara are. In Krushim Kriyam Mishkan, no, the Krushim, the wooden planks of the walls of the Mishkan, that's not called Mishkan. Place asked that we do find Krushim are called Mishkan. That the Gemara was answering this question that it should be similar to the Mishkan, which they were Krushim the Mishkan. But the Gemara answers no. It says Vasisa Krushim La Mishkan, which is you're making the planks for the Mishkan, but the Krushim itself is not called the Mishkan, and therefore it's not integral in the definition of oil. Now, because the Reis bothered, because Oksib, there's a pasuk in the parasha by the Reis of the Mishkan, that it says that there's two amas that are extra, that are sticking out by the Reis of Izim, which were the second covering, on the first covering, the lowest ones, which was that of linen. And it says, Yisruach, it should be extra, leaning out, Al Tzidi HaMishkan, on the sides of the Mishkan. We'll say in a second what is that Tzidi HaMishkan. From this side and this side to cover. Somebody says, what was this covering? It was lachasis amishal krashim. It was to cover. When it's saying it was covering al tzidi hamishkan. What is that? What are we calling the mishkan? It's covering the ama of. There was one ama left uncovered from the first covering. It was covering the ama of the krashim of the planes. The ikel adam, and there's another opinion that ama shal adam covering the ama of the socket. But ama one thing says that you see the krashim ikri mishkan. You see what we're saying? It's covering the mishkan. What was it referring to? The planes. You see, it is called mishkan, not just la mishkan. Sometimes it says what you can say is no. You see the mishkan. It's called the sides of the mishkan. Well, the mishkan is not called the mishkan itself. And therefore, since it has that secondary name, it's not the primary, and therefore, that was still valid for the Gemara's answer to say that that's why Krashim is different, because it's not called the Mishkan itself, to say that that should also be part and parcel of the Tumas Oil. So next time, Jemaat says, beginning the words of the Gemara, Reba Oy Behemet Tanei, that we include the leather of a non-kosher animal. So it's going to explain that what we learn out from the Mishkan, and not from the extra word Be'er. That is, the Gemara brought a brisa that's an extra bays that it says by the Tumah of Negoim. It says Oy Be'er. It could have just said Oy Er. So then this is by the Tumah of Negoim. So we come to include the leather of even a non-kosher animal. And another halacha was also if the nega became a nega only the coin already had it. Those are two halachas now from Be'er. The Pesach Rabbeinu Shmuel, Rabbeinu Shmuel explains, which essentially is asking a question. Why did we have to include the leather of a non-kosher animal to Tamei ben Negoim? Why would you think that it's not? It just says leather. Let's say it didn't say bo'er, let's just say oy'er. So we would know leather. Why would we think it's leather of a kosher animal? So he brings Kediktonim and Tereskem, like we learned in the Brayis and Tereskoyim, in Parash Tazria, that when it says tsemer, in wool that it has there in the Pasuk, it talks about Tumas Negoim, Eli Elimin Behemet Daka Venecha V'chulu. Says the Tereskem, I would only know that it's the wool of a kosher animal that's the small livestock that can be eaten. Why? Because and therefore what we're saying, because Dumya de Tsemer, the Pasuk when it's talking about leather is going to be comparing it to that of wool. And why wool would we think to say it's only kosher animal? When it mentions the term unspecified wool, that means that specifically that of a lamb, which is a kosher animal. How do you know to include the leather, the hide of a small livestock that's not eaten, or that of a large livestock that's eaten and that's not eaten? And actually, that you can even include the skin of even a shrotzen, which are vermin, which the Gemara says, or like we said from the base, comes to include anything, any types of hides, even from non-kosher species. So that's why we would have thought to say that it would be only Or Behemet Tmeya, because like we compare it to Tzemer, which the Tzemer is only the kosher animal, so to Or would also we think it's only the kosher animal, therefore we need the Rebu of Be'er. Tez just points out, but there would seem the Hod HaNakav, this that the Brisa mentions Behemet Gasa Bachelis in this Teres Koinem, that how do we know to include also large livestock that is eaten, that
its skin is also going to have tumah b'neged. Tosfos says akibachmini, okay, that was only picked because of the other cases, because actually the iulei bayikra, the large livestock that's kosher, does not need a pasuk because the b'shmait yafinim in tumas oil. In our sugi, we learn out regarding tumas oil, kol min ta'ira me'elim. We learn out in the law of negam from all kosher species, from that of the rams, which are called oil regarding the laws of tumah, and therefore we see that there's no differentiation between behemah gasa and behemah daka. And the Rambam says that that didn't really need a read, but it's just included in that whole list. But non-kosher animal, its hide, its skin, its leather, that we need a ribui because it's compared to tzemach. Now the other thing that was actually included from the extra bays and ba'ur in the tumah negayim, as our taste the next time the master discusses, but shalaka biad kain. If it became a neged tzaras only once the kain had already held it when he was inspecting it, which taste can explain why do you need a ribui for this? Which mefarsh nami Rabbein Shmuel heroes, Rabbein Shmuel explains why the itzlach ribui. Why do you need a special ribui for that? Why would you think it's not going to have tumah negayim? Who cares when it happened? The pasuk says because it says, look at the order of the pasuk. It says a garment that it's going to have a nega of tzaras in it, vehera etc. Behela kain, he's going to show it to the kain. The mashmit sounds like din lahoisa by nega kremes shel kain. That if he didn't have a nega before he showed it to the kain, then tari would be tari. They bring in a special ring with the bays to say that even if it developed a nega after that, it's going to be tami. The next test, the master says, begins the words of the gemara, shekain shasi va'arev tami behem. If we find it has the stringency that it has the tumah of even just the threads. Tosfos explains what the Gemara's question is. The Gemara wanted to bring that how do we know oibei mitameya by the laws of tumas oil? We know it from that of negayim. Which by negayim, as we mentioned before, it's included from the base of ba'ur, and it includes oibei mitameya, so to the laws of oil ames. That the Gemara asks, as our Tosfos quotes, that no, the negayim have a certain stringency that even its threads are mitameya negayim. And not, it doesn't have to be specifically a full garment, and therefore has the stringency of the skin of a non-kosher animal, which it takes the points out, Masha Inkein Bemes, which that does not apply, that stringency, by a dead person, which would only contaminate something that was woven, Kenafkulim Pregmemeisha, like the Gemara later on, the Pesach Adal and Alf, where we learn from Xerishava, begging from Sheretz, where it's only if it's spun and woven, it's Megabotama, and therefore, it could be, it doesn't have the stringency either of the skin of a non-kosher animal. Okay, rather, you're right. You cannot learn it out from the laws of the Gemara. We'll learn it out from the laws of Shratzim. When the Braisa says in the Pasuk, or the skin, I would only know if it's the leather of a kosher animal. There's Tais coming to explain here also why was it necessary to have a ribui for the skin of a non kosher animal. So, on that, says Tais, you're going to say, Manolan Dari Krabai Bamatira. We do see from the pasuk that when it talks about leather, the skin, that, oh, I would only know a kosher animal, and therefore we need a special remit for the skin of a non-kosher animal. We do say anything about being a kosher animal. So if something says, you could say, like we explained previously regarding the skin, the leather for negayim, which seemingly we said is also talking about all types of leather, why do you need a special remit? So we said, because it's compared to something else in the pasuk. Tzemer is specifically kosher, if you would have thought Ur is also only kosher. So he says here also by that of Shratzim the same thing, because the Hachik Sak, one of the items mentioned here by coming tummy from a sheretz, is a sackcloth. Now, I mean, I would have thought to say, so ma sack, we're comparing that of leather to that of a sackcloth, which is a min behemah dakah b'nachal, which is also a species of a small livestock that's eaten. How do we know? Like in the Mukhim Teres Kainim, like it's obvious from the Bryson Teres Kainim, well, come on, the Gemara brings it later on. The sackcloth of Dabah, b'manizim, sackcloth is something that comes from goats. From goat here. So, Afar, I would have said that something else in the pasuk too regarding leather, it's also a small livestock that's also eaten, that's kosher, and therefore you need a special rebate for the leather of a non kosher animal. Now, I just ask, Avagav the Beteres Karinim, even though in the Brayis, it's again, Marba, Afsak, Abami, Chazir, they include for the halacha from these other elements we're comparing to in the pasuk of the sackcloth, even if it's made from, they hear from swine, Shudavatame, which is a non-kosher thing. So what are you saying? You would have thought to say it could only be kosher because you could break the sack. But the Braisa says clearly that sack includes even non-kosher animals. So it says, even so, I would have said, still, we would all compare the leather to the other element mentioned there in the pasuk, to the actual, the primary definition of sack, the Hainer Shalizim. Like we said, that generally means that of goat. We would not be comparing it like the merabi besak that we're coming to include in the halachi definition of sak, which is only drush, including that of chazir. Therefore, you need a special ribui for the ur of the beimet tamei regarding the laws of shrotzim. That's from harav parv. The next text, the master has been the words of the gemara malah shrotzim. We find Shrotzim has a certain stringency, which Tosfos explained that you cannot learn out the oil of Behemoth Tameo to have this Mahalach of Tumas Mes of oil as a Xerus Shavu from Shrotzim. The Gemara wanted to say, what's the source of the Rabbah's opinion of Tumas oil applying to that of oil Behemoth Tameo? He said, we learned that from my Shrotzim. So on that, our Tosfos quotes part of those words of the Gemara says, no, you can't compare the Shrotzim, not the Shrotzim, because it has a certain stringency. Then it's a metame the size of a lentil. And if it has the stringency, or a tomato. By mess, it's only the largest share of its size, maybe it's not going to have that stringency. So they said, well, literally, you can't ask, wait a second. But if you have this kabochaymer, you should say, sheyitame meis bekadosh mekabochaymer. No, add that to the kabochaymer. Say that, yeah, actually, a kabochaymer from a shuratzim, if the tumma of sheretz, which is more lenient, because it's only a tumma up until the evening. The measurement for its tumma the size of a lentil, so that of tumma's mess, which is most just severe, it creates a tumma for 7 days, then the Kabbalah Chemist should say, yeah, actually, that its measurement is also that of a lentil. So maybe that's not a pircha to the contrary. Add that to the Kabbalah Chemist. Unless it says, no, you can't say that. Why? Because the Hakol Shirim Him Halacha Meshmer Sinai. All measurements are Halacha Meshmer Sinai. And if you can't learn that off of a Kabbalah Chemist, the Halacha Meshmer Sinai says clearly, by mess, it's not a lentil, it's that of a kezais. Now, but Bakushli Re has the following difficulty. So, okay, you cannot learn out from a Kabbalah Chemist from Shrotz. But the name of Mason Mishratzim Xerus Shava, you should know from Xerus Shava, the Begad Va'ar. Because the Kadamala Kaman Pergamam Isha, the Gemara over there, as we quoted this Gemara earlier, from the Son of Dalman Alv, also learns out Xerus Shava. It says Begad and Ur by the laws of Shratzim. It says Begad and Ur by the laws of Tumas Mas. And we learn now from there, the Gemara tells us that just like by Shratzim, it has to be that it's spun and woven, only then the Kabbalah Tumas, so too by the Tumas Mas. So if so, as Taisus, then maybe learn that from that Gzer Shava, that just like as we're saying in our Gemara, that Ur Behemet Tamei is Mitama Be Shratzim. So you can't learn from a Kabbalah Chemist, but learn from Gzer Shava from there, that should also be by the Tumas Mes of Oil. So by Imri, the Reed says no, because Mishum Gzer Shava the Oil Mishkan, because since we have this other Gzer Shava that we mentioned here in our Gemara, of Oil from the Mishkan, which that's telling us that just like by the Mishkan, it's actually only by the leather of a kosher animal, and that we learn that so therefore Tumas Mes is also only by that of a kosher animal. That's Sasrula, that contradicts that other Xerus Shava of Begin and Ar from Shratzim. Kachet Sabri, but since we have a contradiction in Xerus Shava, the only way we would come to conclude the leather of a non-kosher animal would be with the Ribui, and therefore you can't just learn out from a contradictory Xerus Shava. Or there's another interpretation you could say, says Tais. This is the Xerus Shava, Begin Va'ar, Loi Ayri B'Tumas Oil Hames Atzma Hemokum. It's not talking about the Tumma of the oil itself regarding a dead person that's attached to the ground. In other words, it's only regarding things that are makabel tuma by being in the oil hames, and therefore you cannot learn out from that gzeirah shava from that of shrotzim regarding the oil itself, because that's not what the pasuk is talking about. To learn out that just like with shrotzim, it's going to be makabel tuma by the leather of a non-kosher animal, to say the same thing would apply by the leather of a non-kosher animal regarding the tumas of the oil itself.